Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, we got the voter guide. It's been on the website for nearly a couple of weeks now. Go to KFIAM640.com, the John and Ken page. Click your way to the voter guide. I got my ballot. It came over the weekend. I have not voted, though, John. You said don't vote yet.
Well, look, here's an example.
Well, I'm not voting in L.A.
But no, I know, but here's an example of something bizarre that happened just a month before the election. You know, this could potentially, a story like this could have a big effect on an election. You never know when something like this is going to pop out, right?
Right.
And that's why I like to wait.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea. I'll wait. I have it on my desk here. I haven't voted. I haven't even marked it, done anything.
I didn't get mine yet. I got a text saying it's coming.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know a bunch of people that got theirs. They sent them out last week.
No, they sent out mine last.
There was one last mayor's debate tonight. Channel 4 has it. Conan Nolan will be one of the questioners, along with Colleen Williams, and then Telemundo's involved.
I hope Caruso reminds the audience 17 times that these are all Karen Bass supporters. It's part of her evil cabal.
That's what he's trying. That's what he has talked about before. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of tonight will be devoted to the city council scandal.
Did you see in the LA Times first paragraph on one of the stories? Three current or former city council members have been indicted or pleaded guilty to corruption charges. Former lawyers at the city attorney's office are facing prison time in a legal scandal. The former head of the Department of Water and Power is serving time for bribery. And Garcetti has not left office for India because of allegations that they covered up a sexual harassment case by a top aide.
Yeah, that's a good recap.
Yeah, look at that.
We've covered all those stories.
Right.
We know them well.
Right. And so, you know, Caruso just has to read this out loud and point out that all the people involved in that paragraph and all the people involved in this particular scandal are all part of the Karen Bass machine. They're all brothers and sisters.
All right.
We got to have a big flush. We got to flush the whole bowl. Everybody. Ooh. Everybody, every current incumbent, everybody in power. That's right. There they go.
Good luck. Well, the whole city council isn't up for election, so
no, but
that's not going to happen.
As many are running, they should be flushed.
Okay.
Because now you have a majority that are either corrupt, racist, crazy, or just insane with their policies. Because you got the three that are indicted, you've got the three clowns from yesterday's story, and then you add Bonin and Nithya Raman and all their homeless-loving nonsense. I mean, that's eight members. That's a majority of the council, just completely reprehensible, completely unfit for office. 8 out of the 15, I'm not even delving into the others.
So about 10 o'clock this morning, the LA City Council was supposed to hold their regular Tuesday morning meeting. It did not start on time because there were many, many angry people. It was chaotic. They were screaming outside. Eventually, they're screaming inside. The person that's running the meeting is Mitchell Ferrell. The councilman took over as president because, well, Nuri Martinez resigned that position and didn't show up. Gil Cedillo and Kevin DeLeon, the other two on these recorded conversations that are on the LA City Council, did show up but apparently didn't stay long. As of right now, none of the three has resigned their position as LA City Council members. That has not changed. We're going to play the other clip of Bonin. He got to speak first. Obviously, he's one of the central figures in all of this because they picked on him. They picked on his son. Here we go with cut number two.
Public officials are supposed to call us to our highest selves. And these people stabbed us and shot us and cut the spirit of Los Angeles. It gave a beat down to the heart and the soul of this city. But before anything else in the world, I'm a dad. I'm a dad who loves his son in ways that words cannot capture. And I take a lot of hits, and hell, I know I practically invite a bunch of them.
Yes.
But my son, man, that makes my soul bleed, and it makes my temper burn, and I know I'm not alone, because Los Angeles has spoken, and it feels the same way.
There you go. So, by using the word beatdown, he took one from the leaked recordings that was...
Nuri Martinez
talking about wanting to do a beatdown on Bonin's son because Bonin's son apparently was acting up at a parade event. It was actually a Martin Luther King Jr. parade.
Yeah, that was rude. I want to take him around the corner and give him a beatdown.
And she's giggling as she said it.
It's a three-year-old. Jeez.
I don't know.
You know what struck me about this crowd, too? I mentioned before, it's obviously most of them don't work. But they were upset with everybody there. There was one black woman who came to the microphone and started complaining about one of the black councilmen, basically saying, you know, you stink, too. Because, you know, right now the black councilmen are supposed to be victimized by these Hispanic council people. And she came there and she goes, look, we don't have a grocery store in our district. We don't have a bank in our district. You know, she went through all the list of things that they don't have. We do have homeless people all over the place, though. And I appreciated her because, you know, she was one of the few people who spoke about the stuff that's really destroying the city. You know, everybody right. can scream about the racist words, but really what's destroying the city is all the homeless people and the criminals and the garbage, just the general ugh of the place. And that's the council people's responsibility. They've created this environment, and none of them should be standing up there preening, pretending to be a victim and pretending to be holier than thou because they weren't caught on tape disparaging their colleagues, because of course, you know, they all say other ugly stuff. It's just, you know, the bad spin of the roulette wheel there. And Cedillo and Martinez and De Leon got caught. But yeah. They all could get caught doing that.
One of the sad things about this, too, a lot of the people that showed up today are the usual activists. And you know what a lot of them are active on? Supporting the homeless.
Right? Yeah, I know.
They just want housing. They hate the capitalist system.
Well,
so, you know, they're mad at the council, too. And, of course, when it brings in race, they're super mad. But they're not going to help you solve these problems because they're not interested in solving the problems the way you want to solve the problems with real enforcement.
Yeah. The culture
is... And if I hear Bass and Caruso say one more time, I'm going to declare a state of emergency on homelessness, I'm going to lose my mind. That seems to be the default response now.
Yeah,
because I guess it's catchy.
You gotta,
right?
Well,
they both say it.
Yeah, I know. You gotta put it in three words, I guess.
And Bass added, and I'm going to go and make sure it's federally declared an emergency.
Okay, you do that. You go make sure. Why didn't you make sure already? Been sitting there in Washington for 10 years. This happened while you've been sitting out there. And the thing is, that activist mentality that you saw today, this is the kind of crowd that shows up screaming about anything from bicycles, you know, to green energy, to homeless people. These are the ones who scream, and that's why the politicians cave into them. Because they not only scream at the city hall meetings, at the council meetings, they scream in the hallways. They scream in the offices. They scream on the front lawns of these council people. They're screaming at them all day. With the rest of us,
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know anybody who's been available at 11 in the morning to go to a city council meeting to get his 60 seconds of comment? Do you know anybody who would do that? No. We're all working. Who the hell's going to take a day off work to stand in a line of crazy people and then mouth off at the council for 60 seconds and they're all sitting there reading their phones anyway?
Like I said, most of these people are gadflies. They probably go to every city council meeting. They can't wait for the 1 minute of public comment. Some of them we recognize. They've been doing it for years. This one gave them more media coverage than ever.
I enjoy the circus, but some of the reporting on this, especially on television, where you see them so serious and so ponderous and the importance of these citizens coming out and speaking out. It's like, oh, stop it. You cover all these meetings. You know full well these are a bunch of kooks who are screaming every week.
These are just moist line callers.
Yeah, these are moist line callers with a different set of issues. Come on.
All right, there's a couple of good moist line callers.
Well, there are. They're entertaining, both sides.
All right, we got more coming up.
I got
John
a lot
and Ken.
Of laughs today.
KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up after 5:30, a candidate who ran in the Democratic presidential primary in 2020 has quit the party. And we want to play you some of her statement because we think a lot of people feel this way about the way things are going. And maybe we'll find that out in November with the midterm elections. We turn back to, of course, the big story, the LA City Council and the three council members who today, well, two of them showed up at an LA City Council meeting but left quickly. The other one resigned as city council president and took a leave of absence, but all three have not quit their jobs as LA council members. Let's play Big Money Griff again, I guess, John, because we want to give people a flavor right before the break. You know, we said that the people that showed up to speak today, at least the ones we heard, were a lot of the activists and gadflies that usually permeate these meetings.
And this guy, we've encountered him on the sidewalks of L.A. going all the way back to the O.J. trial.
Yeah, and he'll tell you even before that was the Rodney King beating he got his start.
That's right. We ran into him several times on various issues, and I was surprised to see him there. Now at the age of 72, here is the famous Big Money Griff.
All eyes are on Los Angeles, California right now. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And I'm asking that those of you around this horseshoe horn here to think about changing the Los Angeles City Charter to get rid of these three. Today. Cedillo, I know you're watching. DeLeon, I know you're watching. Shame on you. Shame on you guys for being complicit. I got a problem with that. I've been involved in this in our community since the Rodney King beating, Daryl Gates, O.J. Simpson, police brutality. I've been down here many years. I'm 72 years old, and I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. This is disgraceful. And so I'm asking you to force them to resign. That's all of my time. Thank you.
There you go.
There you go.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired. I like that.
Has most of the city council called on them to resign, the other members? Or I know some have, but I haven't really followed
the
whole.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't either.
What's Joe Buscaino up to?
Joe released a statement, and I don't remember what was in it. There were so many statements. It was like the blizzard of statements, and they all kind of read the same. Everyone is shocked, appalled. And,
well, now everyone's called for them to resign, even up to Biden. Except Newsom. Newsom put out a statement yesterday that they apologized, and he seemed to just let it go at that.
Yeah, maybe there's tapes of him somewhere. Who knows?
There's. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, watch.
We need something earth-shattering like that.
Watch the people who don't really want to go out on a limb with a lot of criticism because it's like, oh, well, yeah.
Six members. Six members have signed a motion.
Six?
Six. That's six out of 15.
That's not even
Well, if you take out the three that are involved, right.
Right, so we've got...
So six out of the remaining 12.
Yes.
Right, no majority there. How about that?
Just half.
Half the council thinks it's cool. They ought to stay.
Yeah, I don't understand that because there's no future for them, so you don't need to continue to try to hook yourself to them for political power. Why you just
Unless they're going to vote for the stuff you vote for. In fact, you could get some leverage on these guys. It's like, hey, you know, if you vote for all my stuff, I won't come out and demand your resignation, right?
Did you see the one thing they are discussing? I thought there might be a motion eventually, but this all deals with free speech. I mean, obviously, they're not accused of a crime, so I don't think there's any grounds to suspend or remove them. But what they're talking about is expanding, making it even bigger, the city council. More than 15 members.
Well,
I think of what the number is, but that's what they're talking about today.
15 is pretty small.
Because, again, all of this is about redistricting and representation and racial makeup. So if we have more seats, you know, maybe we can get more people of your tribe.
The truth is we're going to end up with 15 more communists on the city council.
Imagine if there are like 30 of them.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That's the thing. There's no way out of this. I don't know who's doing this voting. Because we know the unions control much of the political climate here. And then you see the activists. Well, we got a good view of them today, huh? And, I don't know where the normal people are. I mean, I know they're out there. Aren't you out there? Normal people. Hello? Do something.
Sometimes I look at the city of L.A. as just the really wealthy on the west side and then all the really poor people among migrants and...
Well, there's a lot of truth to that.
One population always votes. The other one doesn't vote as much. And
then the population that votes for like far left wing progressive communist lunatics now.
Yeah.
I don't know why that happened.
Remember that time we looked up the number of people who voted in the election and this is Javier Becerra when he was a congressman.
Yeah.
We looked up how few votes like compared to Tom McClintock he got to get to Congress. And it was like incredible.
52. Used to get 52 votes and he'd win.
In the meantime, the LA County Federation of Labor, it was their offices that this conversation was recorded. Again, we've mentioned it appeared on Reddit. It was removed. It says here the meeting apparently occurred at their offices. They're investigating. They sent out an email saying it was a serious security and privacy breach. The organization was successful at getting the post removed and the unidentified user suspended. I don't know if the user is the person that made the recordings.
Well, you suspend the account. It doesn't mean they know the name of the user. Most of these people put silly pseudonyms as their name. So,
can't you do the old IP tracking thing and go back to find out, the computer it came from or the posting or...
You can.
But that would be more of a criminal investigation, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. I mean, if they want, I mean, all these people were recorded without their knowledge, so that.
They're considering it a crime. They want to make sure these crimes are prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Yeah.
That's what the Federation's saying, the Labor Federation.
So that can be done. Of course, you could, there are ways. Well, you could go on a computer at a library or something, for example.
Yeah.
And they won't be able to find you. I also know there are plenty of email sites where they will scramble all the identification, electronic identification of your email. So if you want to send somebody a poisonous email, they'll never track it back to you.
You just want more of this stuff, don't you?
More of the tapes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because this is the truth. Although I tell you, it does bother me. And I've always been bothered by this, going back to like Donald Sterling being taped by that wacky girlfriend. Something about not being able to have a private life anymore bothers me a lot. Not being able to have a private conversation anymore because you don't know who's taping you and everybody has a recorder on them and they can just keep it in their pocket and everybody's life can be destroyed just because someone doesn't like you for some reason. Somebody has an issue. That's the society we're in now and that stinks. And as much as I hate the phonies and hypocrites like this crowd, I also hate the fact that we all live under the gun here. Because not only can they record you.
Anytime you're in public, you could be videoed. And now you're right. In private, could be recorded.
And not only that, not only recorded, but you can upload it on a social media site like Reddit or anything else. And the whole world knows. And that's the thing. Like you go back 25 years and there was nothing to record you. Or if there was... There was no way to put it out so the whole world could hear it or see it. It was impossible, right? And so now, and you see this all the time, with these viral videos, which are often somebody taking out a camera and videotaping someone and destroying their life because they're caught doing or saying something stupid. And maybe it is stupid, maybe it is wrong, but they get the death penalty for it. And right. That's wrong.
All right, we got more coming up. We're going to talk about a person who ran for president, Democratic Party, quitting the Democrats. We'll play a part of her statement coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, back in 3 days are the Moist Line people. We were just talking about them, weren't we? You can leave a message using the iHeartRadio app. The microphone icon is the way to do it, or just call the old toll-free number. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, John, you predicted this, and it's good news, so now we move on. Gas prices are plunging. Down 14 cents from the all-time high last week. 14 cents a gallon.
Yeah, so what is it now?
What is it now? It's 630-something. It was 650 last week. It's down to 636 a gallon.
Oh, isn't that great? 636 gas.
It was hitting 650, was going to 7, now it's dropping.
I'm glad the crisis is over. Thank you, Governor. Wow.
And you said that's what would happen. The media would start running stories that gas prices are going down.
That's right.
And people would look away.
Right. So it's no longer a terrible issue.
Thank you, Governor.
Yes.
Yeah. That, along with the little inflation relief checks coming into people's bank accounts, everybody's going to be happy when they vote because the ballots are arriving.
No, it was him criticizing the greed of the oil companies that got them to back off.
Oh, that's he's powerful then.
Yes.
Is he still going to call that special session for a windfall profits tax?
The windfall profits tax, yeah.
I like the name.
636, and we're supposed to be happy. It's...
All right, a reminder to hide tomorrow because Biden's coming to town. That may cause some traffic situations.
He's not going to be driving, is he?
Well, they can't just drop him by helicopter everywhere. So usually it entails some sort of motorcade.
Yeah, place. Georgia's 325 for gas. So
Georgia.
We're at 636.
I got to move there. It's not fair.
Oh, and the land's cheaper, too.
A former presidential candidate in 2020, she ran in the primaries, you know, the primaries that Joe ended up being the nominee, is a Hawaii congresswoman. I guess she's a former congresswoman. She's leaving the party. And her name is Tulsi Gabbard. We talked about her a couple of times back in 2020 when she was running. She used to be in the military.
Yeah.
She's a bit of a different background of the Democrat Party.
I know so many guys who think she's the hottest candidate they've ever seen.
I think you actually said that on the air, something like that at the time.
Yes.
I remember.
<Joe's right. laughs>
You said she's a hottie or she's hot.
She's a hottie. Most men think so, yeah. Can't explain
Deborah Mark, is there a hottie male that you follow from the presidential politics field? No.
Isn't Gavin adorable?
I thought you liked Beto O'Rourke.
No, I think Gavin is attractive. Gavin, yeah. But I wouldn't call him a hottie. I think if I just look at him and say, yeah, he's an attractive man. He is.
Okay.
He is.
Go on.
No, I that's all I'm going to say.
Were you a Cuomo-sexual?
Good question.
No.
From the peanut gallery. Eric, right there.
I just remember that was a big trend when... Yeah.
Yes or no? Were you not a Cuomo-sexual?
I was not.
Okay. Who considered that?
You're not a Cuomo-phobe, are you?
No.
Okay.
I'm not a phobe.
All right.
At all. Well,
by the way, I saw Chris Cuomo's show was getting like no numbers. He's back on TV.
I know.
Whatever that channel is, I don't even know it.
It's almost a zero. That used to be WGN's national channel.
Oh, is that the, what do they call it?
News Nation.
News Nation, okay. Right. I think it is on my DirecTV, but I have yet to. I have too many channels on
there. There's nothing going on there.
All right, so we got he's got a video statement from Tulsi Gabbard as to why she's quitting the Democrat Party. Here we go.
I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that's under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers who are driven by cowardly wokeness, who divide us by racializing every issue and stoking anti-white racism.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms that are enshrined in our Constitution. Who are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, who demonize the police but protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, who believe in open borders, who weaponize the national security state to go after their political opponents, and above all, who are dragging us ever closer to nuclear war. Now, I believe in a government that's of the people, by the people, and for the people. Unfortunately, today's Democratic Party does not. Instead, it stands for a government that is of, by, and for the powerful elite. Now, I'm calling on my fellow common sense, independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democratic Party. If you can no longer stomach the direction that the so-called woke Democratic Party ideologues are taking our country, then I invite you to join me.
I'd very much like to join her.
Is she starting her own party?
I don't know what she's doing. She's bolting the old party.
Is she joining the Republicans? She appeared at the Conservative Political Action Committee.
I don't know. It's a Declaration of Independence, it seems. I don't know if she's joining anything.
You don't care. You're joining her because...
Huh? Well, I mean, that's...
She's hot.
But plus...
I didn't follow you anywhere.
Everything she said is right.
Let me smell your hair.
I am not Joe Biden.
Somebody sent us another one of those pictures where Joe was smelling a little girl's hair. He doesn't do that anymore, though, much, does he?
No, I think they talked him out of that. That really wasn't playing
He puts a
well.
Hand on his shoulders, puts his head down.
That would linger there a while. I mean, he'd stick his snout deep into the hair.
I imagine there is a...
There's something.
Probably
there.
A website for people like to smell people's hair.
Yeah, that is some kind of fetish.
She also said, permanent Washington loots us to serve the interests of the arms manufacturing global oligarchy.
Oh.
While we struggle to pay for gas, food, rent, and our soldiers go on food stamps.
See
that
how
was
smart
a tweet
she
sent out. She is. She
She's really
seems
smart.
Like
She's...
a possible middle ground, if yeah. there is such a thing anymore.
Well, maybe people will follow her.
Maybe.
And join her party.
All right. How do we find out more?
Where's the party being held?
All right.
Well, I mean, most politicians are really hideous looking, so.
I see. And you being a man have to point out when there's a good looking female.
Well, sure. That's what guys do. That's all guys do all day. What was that?
Nothing.
You're sneaking these in today, these little murmured sounds.
She's amused and annoyed.
Murmurs yeah. of disapproval. Exactly, yeah. You did that before.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right, we got more coming up. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You remember the Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs who
died of the overdose?
Right. The former communications director of the Angels, Eric Kay, was the one who gave him oxycodone pills laced with fentanyl. That's what killed him. And Eric Kay is getting 22 years in federal prison.
Oh, I forgot there was fentanyl involved.
Yeah.
What year was that?
That was 2017.
Yeah.
2017.
Yeah, he died in Texas, right?
Yeah. Well, it's a federal charges, but there was a mandatory minimum of 20 years.
You know why the judge gave him an extra two?
Yeah, because he was mouthing off about the judge and the jurors. I saw that in a line in the story about it, but I didn't know what.
He also said that Tyler Skaggs was better off to his family and worth more dead than playing baseball.
He actually said that.
On a recorded jailhouse call.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
And the judge was like, you're getting two more years.
Oh, that! What's wrong with that guy?
Yeah.
He was the communications director? Wow, I didn't know that. Yikes.
Well, at least they're prosecuting somebody for a fentanyl death.
You know what he called the jurors? He called the jurors in an email, fat, sloppy, toothless, and unemployed. Well, he called the Skaggs family dumb and white trash.
This is in an email?
Phone calls and emails. In a call with his mother, Kay called Skaggs a piece of bleep. Says, well,
don't they know you're in a jail? They can record your...
Well, he's dead, so F him. He said the Skaggs family was dumb and white trash. All they see are dollar signs. They may get more money with him dead than he was playing because he sucked.
Oh.
Wow. Wow, I hope he dies in prison.
Nasty.
That is nasty.
Headline on Fox News tonight, the FBI offered Christopher Steele $1 million to corroborate the Trump allegations in that phony Russian dossier. Remember that story?
Yeah.
I guess they have a trial going on. and an FBI official testified to that today. This is Christopher Steele. Remember, it was called the Steele dossier.
Yes.
He's a former British intelligence agent. And this claim is that the FBI wanted a million. See, people are saying the FBI is really compromised, that they've gotten very political, and obviously on the progressive woke Democrat side,
so
it appears.
The FBI was willing to pay Steele $1 million?
Yeah, FBI supervisory counterintelligence analyst Brian Auten was the first witness in this case of a Russian national who served as the primary subsource for Steele's anti-Trump dossier. This guy's been charged with 5 counts of making false statements to the Bureau. Auten testified that he and a group of FBI agents went overseas in early October of last year to speak with Steele about the dossier. During questions by special counsel John Durham, Auten said during those meetings, the FBI offered Steele $1 million if he could corroborate the allegations in the dossier. Now, that would be years after the dossier, but it was trying to make it look like they were trying to cover their tracks.
Yeah.
And have Steele make it look like, oh, yeah, this is a good document. Oh, sure, right, yeah.
Well, that's not possibly legal, I assume, right?
It doesn't seem so, no. Offering government money, taxpayer money, for somebody to corroborate a fake, that dossier was...
Oh, that FBI needs to be cleaned out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really...
I mean, there could have been things in that dossier that were true, but the problem with it just was not vetted and authenticated.
For all the crazy stuff Trump says, a certain percentage of his claims, which are poo-pooed at the time, turn out to be true. And this is only going to fuel him, and this is only going to fuel his supporters even more strongly.
Right.
Because it turns out that, some of the time he's absolutely right, that there was a plot against him, that the FBI was corrupt against him.
And now for some good news. Finally, NASA says their attempt to deflect the path of the asteroid, that was a big story a few weeks ago, was successful. Remember the whole thing with DART? Actually, we had this live on the air.
Had it live on the air. They shot the rocket right into this
asteroid. Confirmed that the orbit of the space rock known as Dimorphos was altered when the DART probe struck it head on last month. So they're, unless you don't believe NASA, because, they fake moon landings.
Well, so that's why we have to shoot at these asteroids, because if a big enough asteroid hits us, this could knock us slightly out of our orbit. Yeah. And we might end up with shorter days or longer days, right?
Maybe
or it might get colder or hotter because we're a little bit closer to the Earth or to the sun or a little farther away.
They released a whole bunch of data today to support their assessment, including new pictures from the Hubble Space Telescope and from a small Italian spacecraft that stood off from the impact by about 30 miles to try to prove their point that they were able to move the asteroid.
That's a pretty good shot. I mean, just think how far they shot this.
This was 7 million miles from Earth.
7 million miles, right?
The DART. It's called DART for Double Asteroid Redirection Test.
I can't even, honestly, I can't hit a dartboard most of the time I try.
The idea of
shooting.
Well, I can hit it, but not the middle.
Yeah, I can't even
hit missed the whole board.
I missed the whole board.
From 2 feet away?
Yeah, I can't even hit the wall. And then to shoot something 7 million miles and get it dead on and move the asteroid out of its orbit.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Did you
cool.
hear this? Conway's walking in here. That asteroid they fired the rocket at.
Oh, yeah. It hit it last week, didn't it?
Last month.
No, they measured it. It knocked it.
It moved it.
It moved
it. Yeah, they said today that it moved.
So we're not
going to
get killed?
Well, this was the test.
Yes.
This was the test.
How far did it move? Do they know?
I think it took 30 seconds off the day or something like that.
Is that right? Well, that's pretty cool. Hey, has somebody stayed in school longer than I did?
Right? Yeah, somebody didn't leave early for the racetrack.
That's right. I mean, look, to be able to pinpoint an asteroid that's moving 35,000 miles an hour and hit it.
Yeah. So the orbital period has been reduced by 32 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's cool. I don't know what that means, but...
You're telling us you didn't go to Caltech, did you?
Yeah. To be honest with you, Ken, if I got my car and said, hey, I'll take you to Caltech, I didn't know where to start. I think it's in Pasadena. I don't know.
Is there a Walmart there?
Yeah. Where's the nearest off-track betting place? I don't know,
that
man.
That probably wasn't your destiny, no.
Nah, but, you know, I'm glad that I didn't, right? Because those guys get excited about once every 5 years they have anything interesting in their life.
You're doing what you were meant to do.
That's right, yeah. Very little work and a big paycheck. That's right. All right, or a moderate paycheck, I guess, right? Not huge. But, you know, by the way.
But the very little work part is right on.
Yeah, don't tell them you're overpaid. Yeah,
that's absolutely true. But the minimum SAG AFTRA union scale for my job here at KFI, it's evenings on a major talk station in the United States. The minimum is $38,000 a year.
So is that right?
So I tell everybody I tell that to, without exception. Everyone I said, hey, the minimum is $38,000 a year. They all pause, and they all say, so you're doing a little better than that, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
Every one of them. Every one of them. Like, wow, you're at 30. Wait a minute, you're going to be 60. Where are you?
I might give you 40.
You're 38 grand. All right, how's that going? Blake Trolley's coming on with us about the L.A. City Council. I don't know if you saw any of it. I watched every second of that meeting this morning.
I watched a couple hours.
Oh, my God. The swearing that went on, and the council members just sit there and have people swear at them.
You believe the circus that showed up?
So great. Unbelievable. And all these names of the people that got up and spoke. Like it's you know, like
yeah, they're all by first nicknames.
Yeah, Twisted Hands is next.
Big Chief.
Yeah, right.
And all their introductions were deadpan. It's like, all right, yeah, Twisted Hands, you get 60 seconds.
Right. And Mace is the same thing as the guy before him. Right. You guys got to resign. Like, all right, we heard that.
Good idea.
Yeah. Glad you showed up. Najee Ali's going to come on and talk about that as well. And then President Biden's even chiming in on this, saying that they all should resign from L.A. City Council.
And they're not so far.
They're not. They're going to hang out. And then the Dodger game. You're not going to believe this. They got a problem with the lighting out there.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's all effed up.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, somebody... so no game tonight?
Nope. Not tonight.
Electrical transformer.
That's right.
Now.
Midnight Ding start? Dong.
That's right.
They're working on it, though.
Starting at 10. They think they'll get underway at 10. And then Cajon Pass named the deadliest road in California. So.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't take it anymore.
Is the Cajon Pass the one going to Vegas?
That's
up to the 15. Isn't it?
Yeah, right, that's right. Yeah, we always get people wiping out up there. You know,
that is swervy.
Yeah, it gets
and down with those mountains.
Yes. And then in the winter, it snows, it gets icy, and
people go 120 miles an hour.
Right, and guys got a pocket full of money wants to go. You know, get to Vegas in 8 seconds.
You have any personal experience?
Yeah, really.
I'm like a moron. I was driving to Las Vegas. We had two cars because we had nine people, so we couldn't fit in one car. And the guy in front of me is going like 85, 90 miles an hour, so I'm trying to keep up. And he gets pulled over by a cop. So I pull over like a couple hundred yards up just to wait for him. The cop gives him a ticket, then comes and gives me one.
How about that? You doped you?
Unbelievable, right? I could have just kept going.
You should have kept going.
Right.
Yeah.
And instead, the $280 I brought with me went to pay that ticket.
Pay the ticket.
There you go.
That's my luck.
All right.
Lesson
learned. Ding dong.
Let's go.
Go
Dodgers.
Crusher is the news.
Go, baby.
KFI, KST, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.